Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I am with a very special guest. You guys are in for a treat. This is my dear brother-in-law. It's so funny because we have this bond. My maiden name is Davis and his last name is Davis. So we've always said we had a connection before we entered into this union of marriage. But anyways, I am excited to have my brother. I don't even call him my brother-in-law. He's my brother. My brother, James Davis, on the podcast today. He is a proud husband, father. Most important, he is a man of God, a true Christian. And I just wanted to have him on the show because I think that you guys are going to be in for a treat with the knowledge and the wisdom and the words of encouragement that he can give us during these times, these trying times. Thank you for agreeing to sit at the mic with me, Brother Jay.
Ha, ha, ha. Sure, thank you for having me there, Sister Moni.
Well, I really appreciate it. You know, before we start, as we see these different headlines in the news with the police encounters with majority of minorities,
right,
specifically African-American men, where the encounters have been excessive use of force, even caused death. Give me your insight in how you feel as a Black man when these things are happening.
It is really a tragic situation. You know, it's strange, but it's not strange. I mean, you have evil that has been in the world since the beginning of time. And it has permeated throughout the years in different forms and fashions. You know, one of the things, you have men just want to oppress other men or other people for their dominance, you know, in society. And at all costs, they do whatever they feel or whatever they see fit to other human beings, you know, just so they could stay in power or keep their prestige or whatever the case may be. You know, for us as Black men, I think one of the main things that we have to do is understand exactly what we're up against. I mean, this struggle has been going on for a long time. I wouldn't even say this would be been going on back since the days of Christ. I mean, you know, the struggle is the struggle. Mm-hmm. So we have to be smart, meaning we have freedom, of course, but we have freedom on a limited basis. You might not hear this in the news, this, that, another, the America, the country, or the free, this, that, another. Okay, well, it's free in certain sections. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful and be wise about where you live, where you go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's the Constitution, quote unquote, gives you liberty and freedom of speech, but that doesn't apply to everybody. You have to be careful what you say, when you say it, how you say it, be careful where you go. I mean, it's just the facts of life. You know, we can be naive and think that everything is equal in this country, and that's what's going to put us in jeopardy. We have to actually see the opposition, see the opponent, and know exactly what we need to do to try to keep ourselves alive in today's time. This is really nothing that's new. It's been going on for centuries and decades. So as Black men, I feel the key is, of course, awareness and not to get under a false illusion of what freedom is in America.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's deep. And I definitely understand what you're saying. Yeah. I think, but I'm wondering, how do we get to the place where even if you understand mm-hmm. that freedom is an illusion, or that freedom is not a true equality for all? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say you follow what you're saying. You know, uh-huh. do everything right. You
right,
know,
right.
you understand this, but uh-huh. this thing, it keeps happening.
Right.
What? How do you encourage people to just keep pressing on, you know, they're like, okay, I feel you. I understand that there are some challenges, but you get to the place where you just want to give up. How do you have hope? What do you say to that?
Yeah. And that's a good point that you raised right there. I will say this here for me, the thing to me about life is, no matter what they do to us or what happens in life, that's not the final word. That's not the final word. So whatever I have to endure or whatever we have to do as a race of people, what we got to understand is those that are of the faith and of the spirit and of Jesus, of God, have to understand that all this wrong that has been done, it will get dealt with. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's going to get dealt with in our lifetime, we don't know. But that's one thing that we know for sure. And the Lord has already told us that vengeance is mine, said the Lord, he will repay. So we know this ahead of time, that whatever they put on our plate, if we don't see the justification for it in our lifetime, we can be assured that it will be dealt with. And it's going to be dealt with in such a way that the perpetrators, they're going to wish they never even saw a human being before, because it's going to be dealt with so final that the little game that they think they are accomplishing right now with the suppression of people and the killing and all this, the little game that they think they're getting away with or to glorify themselves, It's gonna be nothing compared to when they will have to sit and answer for their crimes. You follow what I'm saying? So for me, the hope and everything is that, okay, if I'm done wrong or if I'm, you know, misused in any kind of way, what I do know that this person is not getting is that there's a judge that sits over the whole world that's going to deal with you, and every entity that has corrupted themselves or have done wrong in his sight. So I might not get the satisfaction of seeing it myself, but I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I can have hope and I can have courage, because if I'm done wrong or if my people are done wrong, they will be vindicated. Trust me, it is going to happen. Because it's already been stated that, again, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. There's an appointment for everybody on this planet. Everybody who have ever lived has an appointment to answer for the life that they lived here on this earth. So therefore, okay, you know, if somebody does me wrong, I'm not to turn around and do them wrong back so that I feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is, we are going to struggle with, there are struggles in this life. I mean, we all face them, whatever they may be. So the saving grace in all this to me is, again, the Lord's word is what it is. When he says something, that's what it's going to be. Now, I might not see it, I might not feel that way right now, but if he says it, that's what it is. You follow what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the encouragement that I have. And that I will hope, you know, other people would also share also, is because, again, the final word is not going to come from these people that's suppressing us now or that's dealing with all this evil, doing this, that, and the other. The final word has already been spoken.
I understand all of this, okay? Yes. As a Christian, as a person who walks with God, as a person who grew up with God and who has developed a very intimate relationship with him.
Right.
And you have too, right? You were bought up in the church, in Christ. So you have a relationship where you can hold on to that word, right?
Right.
You can be patient, turn the other cheek, and wait and trust and put your hope in him.
Right.
For the person who was not bought up
right.
in that truth.
Right.
How do you encourage that person?
Yeah.
because this is all foreign to somebody
yeah.
who does not know God the way that you know God. So let's I want you to answer that question, but let's kind of start with your background. When did you develop a relationship with God, your own personal relationship with God?
Yeah, well, of course, my parents pretty much drugged me and my siblings to church, you know, growing up, of course, before they go to church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's just, you know, and just through over my years of just going repetition, okay, you get in a, and you would get in a habit, okay, Sundays, or we get ready to go to church, this, that, and the other. It wasn't till, I think really and truly, it wasn't until my grandmother passed that it really kind of started taking a mold on me, kind of really.
So you're saying all those seeds that were planted and deposited when they were saying, come on, we're going to church. And you're like, okay, we're going again. You're telling me when she passed, it started to blossom. And it's like, okay.
There you go. This is real. This is real. Yeah. And when something dramatic happens to you, it really will get you to thinking. The fantasizing kind of go away a little bit because this is real. I'm feeling this. I'm hurting.
Right.
Inside, and where is the comfort at? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Now it's kind of, I guess the spirit has an opportunity to kind of work on you a little bit because now the defenses may be down enough for the word that had been planted, like you say, years ago. Now it's really kind of starting to make sense to me now. You know what I mean?
So it has your attention. Pain and suffering. Yeah. Will definitely get your attention.
It will
right?
Wake you. Yes.
It'll wake you up, and your friends, and your parents, and all those different things you think can satisfy or take away that pain cannot. You still have this void.
Thank you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So how do you feel that void? It's a spiritual type of deal. There's nobody that can do it for you, but your trust in the Lord and your all the seeds that have been planted. Now this is starting to like make sense.
So then tell me where you said I need to have a relationship with God or
my grandmother, Big Mama. My grandma is, and we know we got some Big Mamas out there. Big Mama who pretty much raised us for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So we was with Big Mama as much as we were with our own parents.
Right.
Therefore, Big Mama was in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when your heart is hit with that level of pain or loss, it's something about a great loss that triggers something inside of you that you know you need more than what your friends or relatives can give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's something that my wife, my kids, they can't give me what I need to help me. They can tell me how sorry they are, this, that, and the other, but that just goes so far. There's something else that has to help you to deal with, this is such a great loss, you know, and that thing would be the hope or the word of God that tells me that Big Mama's not dead, she's just asleep right now, and you'll see her later if you do what I tell you to do. There will be a meeting of all y'all again once this is over with. That hope and that anticipation is what would help me to deal with this such great loss. Am I ever going to see Big Mama again? My mom or my dad or whoever it is, that am I going to see him again?
So did that trigger you to want to know who God was? Because you were kind of started where, am I going to see her again?
Yeah.
So that kind of developed this, okay, let me know this God that she has been talking about. I know him, but I really, really want to know him.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
And then next were, you know, my dad passing. And not only that, through the course of all that, I have friends and loved one and relatives, these people, even my age or some younger than me, they were leaving this life.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind has to say, where are they going?
Right.
You know, There's nobody living right now that's 200 years old. Where are all these people going? Because if you look at all the people from the COVID-19, there are thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that have just died over the last year. Before COVID, they thought they was going to live for a long time.
Exactly.
Which tells me that life is very uncertain. The thing for me is this. When I pass on, and most important, that he will be pleased with. Because, again, I got an appointment date.
Mm-hmm.
You got one. The mm-hmm. listeners have one. We all have an appointment date. And we better get ready for it.
Whether we believe it or not, right?
Whether we believe it or not, you got an appointment date.
Yes.
And you gonna be there. And you gonna be there. So we are on temporary basis here on this earth. And just like the scripture tell us, that tomorrow is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear people quoting that a lot, tomorrow is not promised. But the way people live, they don't really believe that.
Mm.
They're thinking that, okay, well, tomorrow ain't promised. But you're living in such a way that you're not trying to set yourself in a position where if tomorrow is not promised, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're caught up. A lot of us are caught up in this world and all this fictitious stuff that it throws out at us. Every day we walk around here, we're bombarded. Just do this, do that. Stay young, inject yourself with this. Do this here. Get yourself a nice house. Get yourself a nice car. That stuff will make you happy. That stuff will make you happy.
Right.
That's
right.
Stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's just stuff, and it means absolutely nothing. If you go by a junkyard today,
mm-hmm.
and looking at junkyard, all those old wreck beat up cars, at one time they were brand new.
Yeah.
At time progresses, this, that, and the other, this is what they are now. And everything is just steady deteriorating. So the stuff that's here is just stuff, and we have to keep ourselves focused,
mm-hmm.
you know, to what's ahead. I guess that's how I would put it. Yes.
I definitely understand that. So trying to explain this to a listener who,
yeah.
like I said, doesn't have that relationship.
And right.
the relationship is based on the stuff, based on what the job was able to give them, based on whatever that temporary high of love or sex or whatever that person
right.
was able to fulfill or give them for that temporary moment.
Right.
I'm hoping that you guys hear what James is saying, is that it's, and what I just said, it's all temporary.
It's all temporary.
There's always going to be a void for something else if you are seeking more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because money can only get you so far. People definitely can't get you far enough.
Really? Real?
Yeah, I'm telling you, your house, your whatever, and you find like, I still need more. I still need more. I still want more, right?
Yeah.
And it's never mm-hmm. enough. That's because mm-hmm. it was never intended for it to fill the void.
That's
so
it.
Then you start seeking something else. Let me ask you this, James, because this is foreign for some people. And,
yeah.
and you know, and a lot of times, and I will say this, and a lot of times what has happened is the church has turned people away.
Right,
based
right.
on their judgment or their ridicule or their rules, you
mm-hmm.
know, and regulations. It
yeah.
has turned people away.
Yeah.
Right? How do you suggest a person who's like, okay, I hear you. I hear what you guys are saying, and you're right. I
yeah.
am searching for more.
Mm-hmm.
And I may want to know this God that you're talking about. How do I find him? Where do I start?
If a person is truly seeking and their heart is open,
mm-hmm.
the word will be able to help them to digest it. The thing about the word is this here. Five people can read the word and have different reactions to it
mm-hmm.
based on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart is hard, you won't absorb it. If you have a spirit of, I don't really believe that's what it's saying, then guess what? You won't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how open you are to it. So I would say if you download you a copy, and started to read it, and where you would need some help to, you know, some parts of it, because, you know, I've been reading the word for a long time, but I don't understand everything.
Right.
But the thing about it that I do understand is that this, in the beginning, man sinned.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, man has to be redeemed. So in the middle is where I am and everybody else on this planet. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So God has made a way for us to be reconciled back to him. So therefore, as we live on this earth, we're going through a process. He's shown us the end from the beginning. God said that's what he does. He knows the end from the beginning. So as we do our daily walk, through this life, we're gonna encounter this, that, and the other. And I know for the person that is searching and say, okay, I'm trying, I would say pick up the word and just gradually start reading. Just little by little, just little by little.
In right. Romans 10,
mm-hmm.
starting with 8, it says this: the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yeah.
That's where you can start. You can start there. It's just believing it and professing it. Because what happens is when you are giving your heart to God, the Holy Spirit will find you and it will lead you and it will guide you to believers. Mm-hmm. And you will know with all your heart that God loves you. He does not condemn you, that he died for you.
I would suggest for the listeners to go and read Acts chapter 2. Okay. Read the whole chapter, Acts chapter 2.
All right.
And it tells a telling story. Acts chapter 2, just read the whole chapter. It tells a revealing story about the people of Jesus' day and what had to be done and what the apostles did in order for the people to be saved. It actually gives you a blueprint on what they did in order to be saved. Mm-hmm. And as when you look at scripture is the same for all of us. There's no scripture for one group of people, this, that, and that. It's for all of us. So whatever they did to be saved is the same thing we got to do to be saved.
Okay, sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody changes and say, no, you don't have to do that, okay, who is this that changed it and who gave them authority to change anything? If this is what they did in order to be saved, that's what we got to do. Same thing. And the thing about it is, too, when you go to a cemetery, this, that, and the other, and you look at the headstone, you see the beginning date of the person, and you see the expiration date, right?
Yeah.
Well, what God is concerned about is that dash in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's what he's concerned about.
Yeah.
The two on the end, that's a given.
Yeah.
That dash in the middle is what he's concerned about, and that's what we got to be concerned about, the dash in the middle. Through my journey, and to this point right now, as I've seen, you know, certain people in my life come and go, I mean, close friends, relatives, this, that, and the other, my whole thing now is to, as I read my scripture and I understand what Jesus is saying, now he is saying, okay, the whole thing about life is this, your life is really, it's not yours. You purchased, you were bought for a price. Meaning, I wasn't placed on this planet to do my own thing, to get out here and just, you know, do my own thing. I was placed here to bring glory to him.
Mm-hmm.
So as I journeyed through his life, when I see something, as I read the scripture and I see something that displeases him, that I can do something about, I'm gonna do something about it. Okay. So therefore, if my kids or my nieces or nephew or somebody is behaving in such a way that I know it does not bring glory to him, I'm going to talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I tell my kids, and I've told my wife, I've told everybody who I know. Here's the thing. I'm gonna do the best I can to help in any capacity that I can, anybody who needs help, this, that, and the other. But I can't force anybody to do anything. And I tell my kids this. I said, so I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to tell you the truth. Of course, you're not going to like it because, you know, I think us as Americans, we have a problem with truth sometimes. Amen. We do. You know, we rather just live in an illusion than to really face reality.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do all I can. But at the end of the day, you make your own choice, because at the end of the day, he's every man for himself.
Oh, speak the truth. But you know what? I love that you said that, because that is the truth. And the thing about it is that you've never been afraid to speak in that truth, because you know it's coming from the Holy Spirit. That's why you refer the listeners to Acts, because it talks about the Holy Spirit. But I want to touch on this. When you spoke about that, we think that we're here to just do whatever we want to do, and that's not the case. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
Right.
And it's like, okay, there it is. What you say, that's the blueprint. It's in there. And so, but we do choose sometimes to go astray. But the beautiful thing is that when you do have a relationship with God, and that power of the Holy Spirit is in you, when you know you going to the left, you can't do the same things that you used to do, because you want to get right back into an alignment with God.
Yes.
But you can't do that if you are ignoring. And most of the time, that's because you don't have relationship.
Right.
So it's easy to ignore somebody that you don't have relationship with.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. You hit the nail on the head. Exactly. And on top of that, you think my you know what, for me, This is how I kind of view things too. It's just here. I said, you know, when I work at night. So when I'm out there, I deliver fuel. So when I'm out there, I'm delivering my fuel. I'm always gazing up into the heavens. You know, I'm gazing up into the heaven, because I think most of us throughout most of our lives, we just look our level as we go through our daily life. We never really get the full picture of what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. We just walk around with our head, like I say, eye level, we see this, that, and the other. If for the listeners, I would say this here. If you get a moment and get some time, get away from the lights for a minute. Go out where you can see some darkness and look up into the heavens and just look at that. Because the one who created that created you also.
Amen.
And therefore, he has a purpose for us. When you look into those heavens and you see those stars and that moon, and you say, man, whoever put that there is power source is beyond anything my mind could really comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
And as I read this book, this word that is supposed to be from him, he is giving me instructions on what he expects from me as I live this life here on this earth. Because he's also warned me that if I don't do it, he's gonna deal with me when I leave this life. And here's the thing I don't want to happen. As I look at this great power, this moon that's there, these stars, the sun, all this stuff here. The one who has put that in place, I don't want him mad at me. Have I got it right? No.
No. We saved by grace. and we mess up. You know, the Lord's Prayer, when it speaks about the daily bread, it's saying that you need him every day.
Yeah.
Because you will fall, you know, if you're trying to do this on your own. But the beauty of it is that he forgives and he loves.
Forgives. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. When you talk about, when you speak about fear, because some people do, when they've heard, if they don't know God, somebody tell them about God's punishment, you know, or they feel like, okay, well, I fear him, so I don't want to know him. When we think about fear, it is reverence. It is respect of God's word. You know, so a lot of people run from God because they want to say, well, I fear him because he gonna punish me. No, he's going to discipline you just as you would discipline someone that you love.
Right. And on top of that too, so exactly what you said. So the key to it too is, if you're running from it, where can you go that he's not? Ooh. He's everywhere. You can't get away from him.
Amen.
If he chooses to do something, that's what's gonna happen. Right. And at the end of the day, we all got to realize too, no matter whatever choice you make, you're gonna stand before him at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
So make the right choice and the wise one.
Right.
I bet. You know what I'm saying? Right. Since he's the orchestrator and creator of all things, the scriptures say God cannot lie. I mean, why would he? Everything is his. You follow what I'm saying? Right. The little stuff that we think we own, this and that, we own nothing. No, we are just doers of this stuff. It's just stuff.
Right. Yeah. And that's a good word right there. And I think that, and I pray that it is encouraging for somebody out there, right? You turned and you listened to this particular episode.
Right.
There is encouragement. There is hope. There is a place for you. All you have to do is accept him and just try to seek him. And again, I think that something that you said that was really powerful, just about stepping outside and looking up, especially at night when it's quiet, when you're not distracted, because there's something that moves when you are able to be still.
That's right.
But I love this. You know, I'm gonna have you on. We're gonna have to do daily prayer or something, because I'm all inspired. I'm hyped up right now. So, Brother Jay, I want to thank you. And as we get ready to come to a close, what are some of your favorite scriptures, your go-to?
For me, my favorite, I ain't gonna even say my favorite scripture, I gotta say my favorite book in the Bible is the book of Hebrews. I mean, I listen to the book of Hebrews religiously. It's a deep book. It's a deep book. I mean, and that's really all I can say about it is when you it's deep. Hey, I tell you, listeners, to go to the book and really truly too, if you can get one of these, I listen to my scripture on an app called Bible Ears. And it actually lets you listen to it in like auto drama. It's like it's a play. It's got the different people speaking, the different, you know what I'm saying, different people interacting. It's like it's a play. It's called Bible Ears. Okay. And you go in and you set it up and you can just listen to it. Mm-hmm. And the book of Hebrew is fascinating when you go through it. It's captivating. I mean, I love it. I listen to Hebrew probably. I go through the book and maybe like, you know, because normally I listen to it on my way to work. So probably within 3 or 4 days, I go through the whole, because I think it's like 13 chapters or something like that. It's not that long, but it's very deep.
So I really appreciate you sitting at the mic with me. I am sure someone is thoroughly blessed, and we're going to meet again at the mic so we can continue to bless somebody with the word. Is there anything that you can say to close us out? Maybe a prayer. Why don't you close us out in prayer? Let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
Dear great God of heaven, we just thank you so much for your kindness and your mercy that you share to all of us. You let us continue to live each and every day. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you most of all for allowing your son to be sacrificed on our behalf, Lord, for what we did. We thank you so much for granting us the opportunity that we can be saved from our sins. If your son didn't come, that would be it for us. We would have no purpose. We thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for the blessings that you share with us each and every day. You give us air to breathe, food to eat, water, all the necessities of life you freely give. You give us companionship, you give us friends, you give us relationship, you give us everything, Lord. And we just thank you for it so much. We just pray that as we go forward each and every day, that we may be able to enlighten someone that may not know you, Lord. We just pray we may be able to share a word, some encouragement that may be able to help someone. And we just pray that you would be pleased with our service here on this earth, that when it's our time to stand before you and that on that day, that we can hear you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That will be enough for us. For us, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. That was a prayer, and that's the how we gonna end it. Thank
All right.
you, Brother Jay.
Anytime, says anytime. Let me know.
I think anytime you're talking about the Lord, you are going to have a great interview. James Davis, aka Brother Jay, thank you so much for sitting at the mic with me and just sharing truth and words of encouragement. And it is my prayer and my hope that somebody was inspired by the conversation we had today. I look forward to you joining me at the mic again in the near future. Listeners, thank you for taking the time to listen to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. As always, I appreciate you, and I look forward to you joining me next week. Until the next podcast, God bless.